Recorded at American Century Investments, this is Yes You Can, Cover to Cover, the online broadcast of Stowers Innovations and YesYouCanOnline.info. Based on the award-winning Yes You Can series of books, Cover to Cover provides information to help you improve your financial position and enjoy a better life.
I'm Sam Goller, and I'm talking with authors Jack Jonathan and Sheila Mannheim. Jack and Sheila recently teamed up with American Century Investments founder Jim Stowers on the book, Yes, You Can, Reach Your Goals and Achieve Your Dreams. Jack, Sheila, welcome. Today we're going to talk about knowing yourself and making the real ideal. In the book, Yes, You Can, Reach Your Goals and Achieve Your Dreams, Jim wrote, "Life is too short to not do what you want to do." Now, on one hand, I see this as a great philosophy. On the other hand, if I only did what I wanted to do, I know myself. I don't think I'd be able to support my family or the lifestyle I want to have. What do you think about this philosophy? Life's too short to not do what you want to do. How else might somebody be able to realize their dreams and still do what they want to do?
Everything that we begin thinking about as we leave our college and our thrust into the business of earning a living, we have all kinds of ideas about what we want to accomplish. In doing so, how much of it is based on what we really know and are equipped to do, and how much is based on wishful thinking? The most important way to begin to address this problem is to look at yourself and say, what am I trying to do? Do I want to be rich? Do I want to be famous? What do I bring to the idea of becoming rich? What are the steps I must take? Is my education good enough to do that? Being prepared to be able to be self-sustaining for earning something to keep me going, one has to decide what one can bring to the table. There are many times circumstances that occur that prevent you to do what you want to do. Are you going to give up? There was a great story here in Kansas City about a grocer who was the most famous in town, and he was aging and asked his son to help him take on the business. The son was a lawyer, famous one, very successful, and decided to help his father. And so he gave up a law practice in order to become a grocer. And in his little debate one day when asked, why did you do that? He said, I had to do what needed to be done to help my father. So I could not realize my dream, but I idealized my real. The new focus was to become a better grocer than my dad, not the better lawyer. And in fact, I succeeded in doing so. I've never forgotten these words because it, in effect, says life gives you all kinds of challenges. How do you cope with the challenges? If the challenge becomes a reason for defeat, then you gave up too soon. If, on the other hand, the challenge becomes something you can do better by equipping yourself to do it better, then you make that new obstacle an ideal that you want to reach and succeed.
So it's really an acceptance of the circumstance and trying to make the best of a bad situation. Sheila?
Well, I think you make what Jack was saying is you make the situation you're in the best. Jack very modestly left himself out of this, but his passion was photography. But that's not how he could earn a living. He didn't give up photography, and he found many ways to bring his passion into the work he needed to do to support his family. And I believe that men have done that for generations. But I'm a woman, and I think I'm very, very lucky. A man feels I've got a career, and I've got to get in that, and I've got to earn a living for the next 25 years so my children can go to college. But most women, even those of us who have to work, have an opportunity of coming in and out of the job market and having the opportunity to change. So if you know that you have to work for 10 years to get your kid through private school or whatever, you can do that for 10 years, and then you can switch to something else. And I found that among my children's friends, the mothers who were full-time workers as I was, of the 15 of us, 8 had had a variety of jobs already by the time their children were 12 or 14. so that there is a flexibility in our culture that allows women to come in and out of the job market. I do believe that if a man is in a good marriage with a woman who's working, as my kids are, they take turns. So one time one of them goes out and does what he really wants to do while the other does the bread and butter and the health insurance, and then she says, okay, I've had it. He goes out and does the bread and butter and the health insurance, and she gets to do a little of what she does. So I think young men and women coming together in good relationships will allow the man to have the same flexibility as a woman to actually do what he really wants to do.
How about somebody just starting out in their career?
When someone gets out of college or whatever school he was in and decides to work, he must first understand that his employer will pay him a salary, but in return, he has to give something to the employer that can make the business grow. You can't just help achieve what you want to achieve unless you make the people you work for succeed.
One of the things that you said as we were starting out is knowing what you are capable of doing and aligning that with your goals or with your dreams. And you had also mentioned, you know, do you want to be rich? Do you want to be famous? And as you were saying that, I'm nodding my head thinking, yeah, that all sounds good to me. But what's stopping me? What's preventing me from doing that?
Are you prepared or you understand what you really bring to the plate? And if you don't, what will it take for you to acquire these additional skills? It's a total continuous process. Life is really like a relay race. At every leg, you have to be able to surmount the obstacles. So it's a process of growing. Doesn't begin when you're 17, but even when you're 40 and 50, where you have to adapt yourself to the circumstances.
Jim goes on and on about enthusiasm. So I think that Jack and Jim and I each have our own little phrase for what makes work meaningful to us. And for Jim, it's don't do anything that you don't really want to do. And for Jack, it's make the real ideal. For me, it's in my work is my joy. And in my joy, the joy of my joy resides. Now, you can do that for anything. If I am sweeping the floor with the full attention of being the best floor sweeper there ever was, I'm going to be happy. And if I'm washing dishes with the intention of washing dishes, and this is a way of love my family by having beautiful, clean, shiny dishes, I will be happy. So I believe that if a young person goes into a job and they're working at the bottom of the company and sweeping the floor, and they go in whistling every morning, they will feel happy. And if they feel happy, people will say, wow, I want that person around me. And so if you go and you make your job fun and you play with the hula hoop and you laugh uproariously and you sing arias when you should be talking about other things, your life will be fun. The job will be fun. And people will want to be around you. And they'll say, yes, let's add this person to our team. Well, maybe they don't quite know this thing, but they will learn it. Jack has been mentor to a lot of people, and I think that's another way.
Well, that is one way to leapfrog years and years of experience. I mean by this is that unless you live through all kinds of obstacles and solutions, how do you know what to do? And a mentor can facilitate a young man or young woman into the business they want to get in by coaching them about the pitfalls that they will be facing in order for them to succeed. A mentor is very important today. It's a shortcut not to waste time.
Jack, Sheila, thank you. Before I wrap up today, I want to share the idea that Jim shared in his book, which is one way to look at life and your career, and life's too short to not do what you want to do. But also remind everyone that even if circumstances seem to prevent you from making the ideal real, there's always the opportunity to look at things from another way and make the real ideal. I like that. It all begins with a positive attitude, a self-assessment where you identify the difference between what you're capable of doing and what circumstances allow, and make the situation that you're in the best, regardless. As always, I enjoy talking with both of you. For more information about this and other success principles outlined in the book, Yes, You Can, Reach Your Goals and Achieve Your Dreams, visit yesyoucanonline.info. I'm Sam Goller, and this is Yes, You Can, Cover to Cover.
Yes, You Can, Cover to Cover is a production of Stowers Innovations, an American Century Investments company that makes people aware of the things they can do to improve their financial position and enjoy a better life. For information related to the topic you just heard, visit yesyoucanonline.info.